In the biodiversity and ecosystem functioning literature, researchers are investigating the impacts of biodiversity loss on various ecosystem processes. And there's growing evidence that the efficiency of resource consumption increases with growing consumer species richness. And while much of this evidence has come from plant biodiversity studies, little attention has been put towards natural enemy communities that consist of predators and pathogens. Natural enemies provide an important ecosystem service, and that is natural pest control. And with growing natural enemy species richness, we would expect an increase in pest suppression. There's two mechanisms that have been described for this result, and the first is the sampling effect. And this is where, as you add species to a community, you increase the chance of adding the best species, or the species that has a disproportionately high impact to the ecosystem service. The other is complementarity, and so in this case, resources use species use the resource in somewhat different ways, so that in a species-rich community, you would see the resource being used more efficiently. So in the potato cropping system that I work in, the Colorado potato beetle is an important agricultural pest that not only partitions by life stage, but spatially as well. It occurs above and below ground. The eggs are laid on the undersides of solanaceous plant leaves. There's four instars that vary in size. The last instar will burrow into the soil and pupate, and then the newly emerged adult will return back above ground. So we may be able to exploit this life history by conserving a diverse community of natural enemies that can partition their attacks on these different beetle stages, both above and below ground. Hippodamia is a lady beetle that can feed on eggs and small larvae. It's an active forager. Nabis is sort of an intermediate between active and a sit-and-wait predator that can feed on most of the above-ground stages of the potato beetle. Pterosticus is a predatory ground beetle that is nocturnal, and it feeds on the stages that are in contact with the soil surface. We also have a diverse suite of entomopathogens. Steinernema and Heterebditis are two entomopathogenic nematode genera that are associated with a bacterium that kill the host and allow the nematodes to reproduce and develop, and the prepupal stage is the most susceptible. And then finally, Bavaria is an entomopathogenic fungus that can also infect many of these stages of the potato beetle. So here we have two distinct groups which I consider to be functional groups. We have the insect predators that feed on the beetle stages above ground, and we have the insect pathogens which can infect the beetle stages below ground. And with these two groups, they may complement one another as the beetle stages or as the beetle population starts to go through each of the different stages. But not only do we have complementarity between these groups, we can have complementarity within a group as well. For example, within the nematode groups, we have the ambushers like Steinernema carpocapsi, which has these different behaviors of being more towards the soil surface. It can leap on their host and is really stationary. Whereas we have the cruisers, which are more of a search type of nematode in the case of Heterebditis merlatus, and they look for their host by chemical receptors. So we wanted to look at three questions. Does potato beetle control strengthen with increasing enemy diversity? Are these diversity effects due to the sampling effect, which I mentioned, or are they due to complementarity? And finally, is functional group diversity, or the pairing of predators with pathogens, is that key? So in order to test this, we adopted a few design features from the biodiversity and ecosystem functioning literature. First, we establish an enemy species pool. And from this pool, we create natural enemy communities. The treatments are levels of species richness, and we use a substitutive design that keeps absolute species densities or abundances constant across species, across treatment levels. So here's our natural enemy species pool. We have our entomopathogens, Steinernema carpocapsi, Heterebditis merlatus, Bavaria bassiana, and we have our insect predators, Hippodamia convergens, Nabis, and Pterosticus millenarius. We had four treatments, and remember that treatments are levels of species richness. So we had zero, which had no enemy species present, a species richness of one, which have each enemy species in monoculture, a species richness of two, where all possible pairs of the enemy species are together, including pathogen with predator. And each of these unique compositions acts as a replicate. And then a species richness of five, where each species is deleted from the species pool of six. And again, each of the unique compositions acts as a replicate. And sticking with the substitutive design, our pathogen and predator abundance is kept constant at these levels. So our work is done at the Othello Research Station in Washington State University in the Columbia Basin. And the cages are built of PVC pipe frame. They're placed on top of a bucket that's buried into the soil. And in those cages, we place two plants. And on those plants, we have egg clutches attached. And we place 20 small larvae, which are the first and second instars, and 20 larger larvae. And the experiment is run for 28 days. And I should mention that the predators and pathogens are added 24 hours after the potato beetles are placed. And the pathogens are put onto the soil. So on the y-axis, we have potato beetle pupae and adult survivorship across natural enemy species richness, which is on the x-axis. So what you see is that as we increase the number of enemy species present, we get a decrease in potato beetle survivorship, which is what we would expect with increasing enemy diversity and increase in pest suppression. But is this due to the sampling effect or complementarity? So if we look at the single best predator or natural enemy in monoculture, we see that the most diverse compositions do better than the single best one by itself. And so the sampling effect seems to be relatively unimportant, so we can focus our attention more on mechanisms within complementarity. And with our unique design feature, we're able to specifically target the functional groups. So at a species richness of 2, we have 6 pairs that include a single functional group. So only having pathogen pairs and only having predator pairs together. And we can compare that to 9 pairs that include the 2 functional groups. So having the pathogen with the predator. So if we look at the same graph, we see we have the gray dot, which is no enemies present, the crimson dot, which is pathogens. Predators are in blue, the pink dot is pathogen-predator pairs, and then the deep purple are multiple pathogens and predators. And so if we look at first moving from a species richness of 1 to 2, when we only add a species from the same functional group, what we have is no suppression of the potato beetle. So it seems that as we add more species to that of the same functional group, there's redundancy. But if we look from going from a species richness of 1 to 2, when we have 2 functional groups, we see the suppression of having both of the pairs together. To look at this a different way, again on the y-axis we have the potato beetle pupae in adults, and then across enemy species richness level, the gray dots are predators or pathogens present, so only having the single functional group, and the pathogen and predator pairs are in blue and crimson. And what you see is that as we move across richness level, that where we see our decrease is when we get to having both pathogens and predators present. And so in summary, the potato beetle control improved with growing natural enemy diversity. This identity effects from the sampling effects appear to be relatively unimportant, and control only improve when these pathogen and predators are paired together. With that, I'll take any questions. Thank you.
Yes.
Was there a reason why you didn't have all 6 together?
Well, with the design, basically, when you have 6 6 species, you have to design the rest of the treatments along having all together. And the other thing is, because the replicates are unique compositions, if we did the 6, you would only know about about those 6 species together, that one composition and how they interact. Where here we have a species richness of 5, we have 5 or 6 unique compositions, and since we're looking at the richness effect, we're teasing that apart, so we're not focusing on the 6, but it would be a good idea just to look at how all the 6 would work together.
It's just kind of that, I'm not looking at trying to take that apart, but adding it to the system.
Right.
Because, you know, it's kind of like, I was trying to
Right. Yes.
Was there a bus one of your pathogens?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty, you know, it basically could affect your predator and some of your beneficials. How did you avoid that?
True. Well, I actually didn't avoid it because there were some effects where I saw, like, Taurasticus, it's just